Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute yourselves as we sing our opening hymn together, Holy, 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 number 362 in the hymnal. Confession can be found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 79 in the morning prayer booklet or on your handout.
Yeah.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will, and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and
to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. We will say together the Jubilate, which is in the Book of Common Prayer on page 82, or in your morning prayer booklet, or in the bulletin. Be joyful in the Lord, all your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence
with thanksgiving.
Know this, that the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his
Faithfulness. Psalm this morning is Psalm number 8. We'll read it responsively. O Lord, our governor,
how exalted is your name in all the world.
Out of the mouths of infants and children,
majesty is praised above the heavens.
You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries.
Crown the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars you have set in your course.
What is man that you should be mindful of him?
The son of man you should seek him out.
You have made him but little lower than the angels. You give him mastery over the works of your hands.
You put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen.
Even the wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea.
And whatsoever walks in the sea.
O Lord, our governor.
How exalted is your name in all the world.
The first lesson is taken from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielded seed, of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seeds in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so, and God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite us to say together, Canticle 21, Book of Common Prayer, page 95, or in your morning prayer booklet or on the handout. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels and the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing endless praises. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles. Praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church proclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship. And the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Amen.
Luann, you are muted.
A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians from chapter 13. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Thanks
be to God. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
To God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, Thou Whose Almighty Word, in the hymnal, it's number 371.
St. Matthew 28th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain unto which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded. And you, and remember, I'm with you all at the end of the age. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. For whatever reason, throughout this entire week, I've had the Beatles song, Let It Be, running through my head. Whether I'm walking, whether I'm praying, whether I'm doing the dishes, it just keeps going over and over again. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. Now, what Paul McCartney said is that when the Beatles were about to break up, or they were in the process of breaking up, his mother, Mary, who had died of cancer years earlier, came to him while he was sleeping in a vision, and said to him, "It will be all right. Just let it be." I don't know what it meant to him to write that song, or what it meant to the billions of people who have heard it since then, but what it seemed to me to be was an invitation to trust in God, to listen to God, to lean on God, and to pray. Today we are at Trinity Sunday, that Sunday that preachers say, "Oh my goodness, what am I going to say?" And the rest of the people, the congregation, says, "So what? Who cares?" But we start out Trinity Sunday reading the very first verse of the very first word in the Bible. And it says, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light." And right from the very beginning, we are told, before the beginning, before all time, before there was an earth, God was there. And not only God was there, but the wind, the Spirit of God, going over the face of the waters. And when God spoke the word created, that the word was with God before all time. And God spoke, and creation came into being. He spoke and there was light. And then he separated the waters above from the waters below. And then God separated the earth, the dry land, from the sea. And then he put two lights in the stars, one to rule the day, the sun, the other to rule the night, the moon, and filled the heavens with the stars. And then he brought into being every single living creature, birds of the air, fish of the sea, cattle on the land. And then finally, his last act, God created human beings in our image, is what the scripture says. Male and female, he created them, and it was good, and he blessed them. Now, people have been, ever since that story came into being, people have been saying, so why did God create all of creation? The heavens, the stars, all the living creatures. And when I look at creation, I just feel it bursting forth with all the diversity in the world. You know, when I walk around the village, I see so many different kinds of plants and flowers and trees. And I know when I go to other parts of this nation, there's different plants and flowers and trees. And when I go to other countries, there's even different plants and flowers and trees and fruits and vegetables and animals and insects. And oh my goodness, the beauty, the wonder, the glory of creation that didn't just, you know, put it into place and let it be, but came into being and still is creating and creating. And that each and every one of us was made in the image of God and blessed. And so when I say, well, why did God create, which is the question for all time, so why did God make this creation? Was this the first time? The millionth time? Are there millions of? It doesn't matter. What almost every theologian agrees on is that God created this creation for us, for a relationship with us, out of God's love for us. And when I think about that, the magnitude of this being created for us and given to us, I'm overwhelmed. And throughout the Old Testament, we hear story after story after story of God's love for his people, that he will never abandon his people. He will never forsake his people. Yes, He gets angry with his people, and there are consequences. But his love, his relationship with us, never ends. And then we have the very beginning of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I think about that gift of God, that tiny infant given to us as a gift, but not only as a gift, as a sign of God's love. And what did Jesus do? He grew up and he taught us about this. And maybe he did this because we were so broken, God's heart was breaking. Or maybe he did this so that we could learn, because we need to learn from another human being. We need to touch the flesh and know someone else, to know the love of God. And he said, the greatest commandments are love God, because God has already loved you, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love all of creation. And then for the last 3 weeks, I've been preaching about the Spirit. Before Jesus died, he was talking about the gift of the Spirit. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father to give you the Spirit, the Advocate, the Guide, the Comforter. And then Jesus says, as he's ascending into heaven, I'm going to send you. You will not be left alone. You will never be abandoned. And I will send you the Spirit. And we talked last week on Pentecost how the Spirit is not just this wishy-washy little wind. It's this power. It's this force. And in the Old Testament, we hear about it. That's the feminine aspect of God. It's the Shekinah, the glory of the Lord. And in the book of Proverbs, we hear about wisdom walking the streets, wisdom calling out to all people, the female Spirit of God calling all of us. And as I think about that, I think about, this is Trinity Sunday, how is it that they all are one? And if you look at the symbol on the front of your bulletin, it shows you this never-ending threefold knot. It doesn't have a beginning or an end, but it crisscrosses, it intertwines, so that in the very center is the heart of God, where the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit interconnect and are one. But I also kept thinking, so why am I thinking about the song Let It Be on Trinity Sunday? And I'm not sure I can explain it. But what I can say is that song was given to me as a gift, the single, the record, you know, the 45, along with a card that was handwritten with Let It Be when I was at the lowest point in my life in 1972, when I was in big trouble and made the most mistakes I've ever made and hope to ever make in my life. And what I know is when I was that age and I was angry or sad or lonely or scared or confused, I would act and react instantly. And when I did that, rarely did good come from it. I know when I got a little older, when I was a young adult, I learned that when I was angry or confused or scared or lonely, that I would wait. That I didn't have to immediately act or react. I could take a breath. But what that led to is sometimes I didn't take any action at all. And that's not always the right response either. And so when I got even a little bit older, I learned that in those moments when I was angry or scared or lonely or afraid, that I could stop and I could pray and I could listen for those words of wisdom. And as in the song, and when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. And that's what I feel in my prayer. When I stop regardless of what I'm feeling, whatever huge emotions I'm feeling, when I stop, when I pray, when I lean into God the Father, when I listen for the wisdom to come to me, when I know the word that I'm given to speak, then there is this huge burst of energy, this fire, this knowing, this will, this hope, this joy, like the abundance of creation that comes from me. Now, does that always happen? No. But it does when I wait and when I pray. And what I know then is the love of God that will never leave me, the love of God that is in all of creation, the love of God that is in each and every human being on earth that has been blessed and is loved. And what I know in those moments, that when I know the love of God, that Jesus says in Matthew 28 today, then go and share it with the entire world. So today on Trinity Sunday, as we are on the doorstep of the green season, of the season after Pentecost, of the season of discipleship, that when we know the love of God, we are called to show the love of God. Amen. I invite you into a moment of silence. I invite you to join me now in saying together the Apostles' Creed. It's found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer, or in your morning prayer booklet, or on the handout. And we say together, I believe
in God,
Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, he descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom
come,
thy will be done on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
The suffrages can be found on page 94 in the Red Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us by your Holy Spirit.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, you have made one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold, pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you now to mute as we sing together the anthem, Go.
Nations, go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost. Go, go, go. If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. And lo, I'll be with you forever and ever until the end of the world. Go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost. Go, go, go.
Prayers of the people can be found on page 392 or on the handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God in this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. This morning we pray for Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, Baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James. We also pray for Michael S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, and Jean F. We pray for Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, the students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Carl, Ann, Jerry,
Bella.
Colleen, Joe, Alan.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
And
for this beautiful day.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
Pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. And this morning we especially pray for Blake Driscoll.
And Tristan Santa Cruz.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you to join together in the general thanksgiving in the Book of Common Prayer on page 101 or in the morning prayer booklet or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give in humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our preservation of the day and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your measurable love, the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, by the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of this. That with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your grace, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit is honor and glory throughout all ages.
Amen.
I invite you to mute yourselves as we sing our closing hymn, Immortal, Invisible, and it's in the hymnal number 423. Mm-hmm.
And the Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be
and
to
the
God.
Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Just a couple of quick announcements.